Accordingly, he began private lessons in music theory and composition with a local teacher. A few months later, when he was just 18, he placed himself under the tutelage of a well-known piano instructor, Friedrich Weck. This decision would prove momentous for Schumann, not so much because of Weck's influence on his life, important though this was, but for meeting his teacher's daughter, Clara. Although she was just approaching her 9th birthday when Schumann met her, Clara Weck was already a pianist of considerable skill. Even before she was born, her father had resolved to make her a musician at whom the world would marvel, and he began to instruct her in a very thorough way when she was just 5 years old. When she was 9, she made her first public appearance, playing in Leipzig's celebrated Gewandhaus Concert Hall. 2 years later, she performed a complete recital before an admiring audience. When she was 12, her father decided the time had come to display her abilities to a wider world, and he took her on a concert tour that led as far as Paris. By the time she reached her 16th birthday, Clara was known as one of Europe's great child prodigies. Chopin and Mendelssohn were among her admirers, and no less an authority than Franz Liszt considered her a pianist who combined complete technical mastery with depth and sincerity of expression. Nor were her accomplishments limited to playing the piano. By the time she turned 12, she had begun composing piano solos and songs. Eventually, she produced chamber pieces and orchestral works, including a